Senate Republicans on the final day of the session agreed to take up Cuomo's bill. It will make public all teacher evaluations without the names attached. Parents then would be able to obtain the specific evaluations of their own child's teacher. Assembly Democrats had previously agreed to pass it. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos says it's a reasonable compromise.
I think it strikes a good balance between parents' right to know and some form of confidentiality.
Some GOP senators were concerned that the bill would inadvertently result in the disclosure of the identities of teachers in small rural schools. Senate Education Chair John Flanagan calls the agreement a work in progress and says the message of intent accompanying the bill will attempt to make clear the need to protect teacher privacy.
Someone's asking me what I believe the legislative intent to be. I'm hoping that if you're in a small school and they release data by class, subject, and grade, that there's some type of interpretation to protect people's privacy.
And Senator Skelos says the bill might need to be amended later. The complexities involved in striking a balance between teacher privacy and the parents' right to know was the subject of debate on the assembly floor. Some lawmakers say it's too early to devise a means to publicly release the data, while most schools have not even finalized the criteria for conducting the evaluations. The teacher evaluations, agreed to as part of New York's federal Race to the Top grant monies, will be completed by schools within the next year. Assemblyman Joel Miller, a Republican from the Hudson Valley, says there's also no way to prevent the teacher's scores from becoming public through social media on the internet.
When the parent gets the information that their teacher is the top teacher in the school, they'll be perfectly happy to keep that a secret. But when they get the information that their kid is going to be taught by the worst teacher in the school, I can assure you that their smoke will come out of their ears. And the pressure to start pressing the buttons on their computer to spread that information will be overwhelming.
Governor Cuomo admits they can't prevent parents from distributing the information on their child's teacher, and he says it would not be appropriate to penalize parents who do so.
The only way to really prevent that is you'd have to say, well, there's going to be a sanction for a parent, and you get this information on a confidential basis. And if you disclose it, you're going to be fined. There's a penalty. It's a misdemeanor. Your child is going to be deducted 2 grades. You know, I don't want to do any of that.
The bill is backed by the state's major teachers' unions. The New York State United Teachers, in a statement, says the measure will keep teacher personnel records confidential and stop the shameless media exploitation and distortion of evaluations. Several New York City newspapers have previously published teacher scores with the names attached. The unions have often helped both Assembly Democrats and Senate Republicans in their election campaigns through donations and staffing for phone banks and door-to-door literature distribution. When the Senate Republicans ultimately agreed to the evaluation disclosure bill, they went against the wishes of New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Bloomberg had sought greater disclosure of teacher scores. Senator Skelos, who's been an ally of the mayor, admits he spoke to Bloomberg and that the mayor is disappointed.
I hope he'll see that the glass was half full rather than half empty.
But Senator Skelos predicts the two will work together on other issues in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.